Again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School, sectional number 54, class 1A. Both teams getting ready to play baseball. We'll mention tonight it's Fountain Central Mustangs. The Mustangs going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard versus the Central Catholic Knights. They just had the plate meeting. It was abbreviated. They're shaking hands, getting ready for baseball. Going to have three umpires on the system again tonight. And they're going to be a 7:30 start time. We'll mention a little bit about next week. Next week, the opponents for the winner of this game will be Rossville, the Rossville Hornets. And the regional will happen right here at Central Catholic High School. Rossville got by Clinton Central this afternoon by a score of 6-3. And we'll mention Fountain Central this afternoon. They started a little bit after 2 o'clock. They went against their opponents. We'll mention Fountain Central got the win, and they got the win 3-2 as they defeated Riverton Park. A good ball game, 3-2. We'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win this morning. It's an 11 o'clock game. They got by Covington, 7-2. So both teams here on the surface tonight, they're introducing the starting lineups right now, the whole team roster. We're going to have the national anthem here shortly. The Knights are going to be introduced. They're putting out the new base pads. They are newly painted, I should say. They're old pads, but they paint them every home game, and they look brand new. So working right there on the diamond, getting it ready in tip-top shape, is first base coach Brian Johnson. He drugs the field. Field looks nice. It's wet down. Worked pretty good. Ought to stay down pretty good. I'm good. The dust factor. They mentioned, I think, last night, I watched the weather, and they said 86 would be the high for today, and it's feeling lots better now. It was about 86 midday. It was pretty warm. Sun behind the clouds. There's a little bit of sun out there. Right field going to be tough to work with for a little while, not for too long. But I'm looking for a good ball game, and the Knights getting ready for baseball. We're getting ready to announce the Knights' starting lineup. They'll put them out on the field. And we've got a videographer up here with us. It's Kit Minnick's son, and your name is? Colton. Colton, you're going to take the video, and you're working for your dad. Is he behind the home run fence? So he's out in center field. I see him out there, and I'm going over to the lineup right now. We'll mention we are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for Putney in Sports since 2008. So they're finishing up the lineup stuff here. Knights going out, and all going to stand at attention. Going to have a live anthem again. Going to have that here for the final game tonight. And we hope that you're listening in, and I want to tell some family members, please do. Should be a good game here on the diamond. We're going to stand up. We're going to hold our hand over our hearts for our national anthem. Thank you. the national anthem, Central Catholic Knight sophomore female voice sounded wonderful. Knight's going to go in the dugout. The starters will stay out, getting ready to warm up. The Knights are going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They were visitors first two games versus Attica. They were the visitors. And later this morning, we'll say they were the visitors versus Covington. That they're going to earn the right to be the home team. The Knights are going to wear the white uniforms, pinstriped in blue. Their sleeves are cut off the shoulder, and they're going to wear blue sleeves outside. Knights are going to warm up. We'll mention on the diamond. Doing the pitching in today's ballgame for the Knights is Mr. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur wears number 27. Ben Mazur is a senior. We'll mention Ben Mazur on the season has 30 innings under his belt. This is start number 7. This is appearance number 8 for number 27, Ben Mazur. He's faced 123 batters. He's thrown 475 pitches. His win-loss is 4 wins, 0 losses. He's allowed 21 hits. 21 hits, that's Ben Mazur. And we'll also mention Ben Mazur has walked 11. He has struck out 47. 15 of those strikeouts, he sent them down looking. He's got an ERA of 1.167. He has hit 3 batters along the way. His catcher is Jackson Kane at first base, number 18, T.J. Bell. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, number 24, Evan Dienhart. At third base, Mikey Stapleton wears number 11. In left field, Tyler Fox, number 14. In center field, number 33, Brent Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. I will mention Jackson Kane, the catcher, wears number 3. Designated hitter in the ballgame for the Knights going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. That'll be the 2-hitter. Still back for Mikey Stapleton, third baseman. First pitch, 7:22. Going to square the bunt. Going to be a foul ball. First batter in the ballgame going to be number 5, Cole Garbison. Cole Garbison steps in. Foul ball, right side. Might have got a little bit of piece of Jackson Kane. He's okay. Home plate umpire, hand delivers a baseball to Ben Mazur. Everybody's fine. Left-handed batter, Cole Garbison. Cole Garbison wears number 5. He's a junior class member. He's got a lot of energy, I could tell, by the national anthem. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Nobody out. Top of the first inning. Sectional final. Class 1A, sectional 54. Working from the windup, here comes the 1-1. Tight inside. Nearly got him. Kemp goes 2-1. Left-handed batter, Cole Garbison. Fountain Central Mustangs batting here in the top of the first. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. Ben Mazur, he's been getting some pitching duties. He's been working. He steps in tonight, pitching for the Knights. Here comes the 3-1. Swing and miss. Fastball right down Meridian. He'll step out of the box. Home plate umpire going to ask him to jump back in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 hitter, he's the leadoff batter, Cole Garbison. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. So he'll set down swinging. They'll throw it around the horn. There's 1 out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Fountain Central. Number 10, Braden Prickett. Braden Prickett, he's a right-handed batter. He plays shortstop position for the Mustangs. Working from the windup once again as the lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Right across the dish, outside half, strike called. No balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter, number 10, Braden Prickett. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind and the pitch. High for ball 1. Ben Mazur popping the glove. Some velocity off that right hand from Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to fly one right side, foul ball down near the bullpen. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Braden Prickett, right-handed batter, bats in the 2 spot. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Takes a wave at it, swinging a miss. Trying to protect the dish. Count goes strike 3. We'll mention there's 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Stepping into bat, number 25, Luke Foxworthy. Luke Foxworthy bats right. He'll pitch in the ballgame for the Fountain Central Mustangs. First pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch missed inside. 3-hitter, number 25, Luke Foxworthy. Luke Foxworthy with some pretty good stats. We'll read them second time through the order. Outside edge, calls it a strike. Luke Foxworthy probably wasn't going to swing at that anytime soon. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Tried to check his swing. He says, yes, he checked it. A ball. Count goes 2-1. Rightfully so. 2-1. 2 outs, top of the first inning. Luke Foxworthy, here's the pitch. Foul tip. In the glove, Jackson Kane holds it. It's a strike. Count goes 2-2. 2-2. Steps back in. He's at the back chalk in the batter's box. Here comes the 2-2. Foul ball. Just trying to stay alive in the box. Goes back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. 2 outs. Top of the first inning on deck, number 12, Owen Acton. Owen Acton on deck, still got the shin guards on. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here comes the wind. The 2-2 again. Swinging a miss. So they'll set him down in order. The Knights going to bat in the bottom of the first inning. Fountain Central going to take the field. We'll talk a little bit about Fountain Central. Fountain Central Mustangs have a school enrollment of 427. Class 1A, Sectional 54. Their principal is Mr. Josh Davenport. Their athletic director is Jason Good. Fountain Central High School is located at 750 U.S. Highway 136, Petersburg, Indiana, 47987. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-294-2206. On the web, it's fc.sefschools.org. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. In the Wabash River, it's Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Seeger, and South Vermilion. We'll mention Fountain Central Mustangs are currently 10 wins, 16 losses on the season. Their head coach is Mr. Adam Acton. On the pitcher's mound, getting warmed up, is Luke Foxworthy. Luke Foxworthy wears number 25. We'll talk a little bit about Luke Foxworthy. He's got 35 and a third innings under his belt. He's got an ERA of 6.93. Win-loss record, he's got 3 wins, 5 losses. This is appearance number 10 for Luke Foxworthy. He's allowed 53 hits this season, 64 runs, 35 runs are earned. He has walked 33, he has struck out 44. That's Luke Foxworthy. He is a senior class member. His catcher, the battery partner, is Owen Acton. Owen Acton wears number 12. At first base, Nolan Acton, he wears number two. At second base, it's Cole Garbison. He's a leadoff batter. He wears number 5. At shortstop, Braden Prickett wears number 10. At third base, Lucas Miller wears number 4. In left field, number 21, Zach Guerin. In center field, number 14, Kyle Flinker. And in right field, number 22, Bryson Davis, the designated hitter in the lineup. He bats ninth. Number 34, Uriah Wildman. And he will bat in place of right fielder number 22, Bryson Davis. First batter in the lineup, Evan Jeanhart. Take the first pitch inside, strike called. Inside edge, lets it go by. Evan Jeanhart batting first in the lineup for Central Catholic. Here comes the second pitch from Foxworthy. Outside a ball. Kemp goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Playing straight away center field. Regular depth. Shortstop might be in just a bit. It's going to be a foul ball off the bat. They're going to call it hit by pitch. They're going to call it dead ball. Foul ball. Didn't drop the bat. Evan Jeanhart didn't drop the bat. It was an inside pitch overhead. And it got a piece of it. It went out of play. Foul ball. So the count goes 1-2 instead of 2-1. We're going to work from the windup. Luke Foxworthy, here's the 1-2 pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Beautiful night for baseball. About 7 or 8 days in a row with very little precipitation. Here comes the pitch from Foxworthy. These are 2-2. Then get underneath the catcher there, Owen Acton. Halfway back to the screen, he'll pick it up. Count goes full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. On deck for the Knights, the two-hitter is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to be the DH in the ballgame. Pitch comes in, going to be either ball 4 or hit by pitch. I think that was hit by pitch, but he didn't kill it. Yeah, it's hit by pitch. And at first base now is Evan Jeanhart. Nobody out. They're going to run the shift right there. They're going to shift a little bit. Play Ryan Schumer to pull the baseball. Third base in up on the grass, Lucas Miller. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer pitching out of the stretch. Luke Foxworthy, here's the pitch. Right across the dish. Die high, strike called. Ryan Schumer likes to see some pitches. He likes to see one strike. He'll step back in. One runner aboard, Jeanhart at first base. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Kemp goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Playing Schumer to pull. Center fielder pulled over just a bit. Working out a stretch now the set. Here comes the 1-1. He's going to drive one to the right field. Going to back up to right fielder. The sun's there. He's going to make the catch. Fought off the sun, and the catch is made out in front of the warning track about 20 feet. Credit the catch to Bryson Davis. Bryson Davis only going to lend his glove in right field. He's going to be batted 4. To start the game anyway, Uriah Wildman will bat in place of Bryson Davis, but a good play in right field. There's one out. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box. One aboard, Evan Jeanhart. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Strike called. Takes a wave at it. Didn't break the plane there. It's going to be a called strike. Probably would have been a ball with a particular type of wave for Ben Mazur. So, no balls, one strike. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Mazur. Swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2. Ben Mazur batting in the 3 spot. Ben Mazur doing the pitching in this ballgame for Central Catholic. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Sets first base. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch, going to strike him out. They'll throw to second base. Safe at second base is Jeanhart. Head first slide. And there are 2 out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the 4 hitter, number 20, batting in the 4 spot. Number 20 is Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick got hit by a pitch a couple of times today. He took the brunt of it. He's going to play today. He is a trooper. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given by Coach Bourdonnais at third base. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Going to run over to third base as the ball gets away from number 12, Owen Atkin. The Knights have a runner at third base. It's Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart, he either drew a walk or a hit by pitch. It's either ball four or hit by pitch. He's at third base now. 2-0 count to Caden Minnick. Ground ball. Fielded by the first baseman. Nobody there to play first base. Nobody there to take the throw. And safe at first base is Caden Minnick as he picks up an RBI. First run crosses the plate. Evan Jeanhart. So first baseman Nolan Acton might have been better suited to let second baseman Cole Garbison field that baseball. He was way off the bag. So stepping in, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell bats in the fifth spot. First pitch outside edge, called strike. Throw goes in at center field, taking off stealing second base is number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick picks up stolen base number 6 on the season. He's at second base now. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, is Luke Foxworthy out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to drive one to right center field. It's going to get the grass. Going to get by the right fielder, Bryson Davis. It's going to score Caden Minnick from second base. And it's going to be a one RBI double off the bat of T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell picks up double on the season. T.J. Bell now has 6 doubles for the Knights this season. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, Luke Foxworthy. Here's the pitch. Back door, went behind the back of Jackson Kane. Went back to the screen. T.J. Bell easily to third base. So one ball, no strikes. Luke Foxworthy pitching here in the bottom of the first inning. One run in. Take that back. 2 runs in here in the bottom of the first for the Knights. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone. Ball 2. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, going to step back in. Runner at third base is T.J. Bell. There are 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Foxworthy. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 2-1. Jackson Kane steps back in. Got a Jose Canseco fan down there. Atlanta, for the A's, I should say, Oakland. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Looks like he's got a signature on the back number there, Jose Canseco. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. 3 balls, 1 strike. Out of the set, Luke Foxworthy. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one right side out of play. A position umpire happened to use that right hand up above his head to block that sun. That sun beating down. Right fielders, Bryson Davis and Caden Minnick, fighting the sun here early going. 3 balls, 2 strikes, Foxworthy out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Jackson Kane. Going to let it go by, breaking pitch. Going to be called third strike. Jackson Kane thought it was a ball. It's off the table right there as it crosses the dish. The Knights come up with 2 runs here in the bottom of the first inning. So they leave 1 on board. That was T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, big hit in the inning, a double. And the Knights are going to play defensively once again in the top of the second inning. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They have a school enrollment of 296. Lafayette Central Catholic, a Class 1A, Sectional 54. We'll mention their principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer, she's on hand tonight. That's Sarah I go. Central Catholic Knights High School is at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Western, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Lewis Cass. In the West, it's Central Catholic, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, West Lafayette, and Rensselaer Central. Central Catholic Knights are currently 20 wins, 11 losses on the season. They finished 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference West Division. Their head coach is Coach Tim Bourdonnais. Coach Bourdonnais is a 1987 Central Catholic Knight graduate. So top of the second inning, stepping in for Pelton Central, going to be number 12, Owen Acton. He is the catcher. He'll step in, batting in the fourth spot. Right-handed batter, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Swung on, he can pop one up on the infield. Called for by C.J. Bell, but called off by Owen Munn, and Owen Munn makes the catch. There's one out here in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Mustangs, number 4. He's the 5-hitter, Lucas Miller. Lucas Miller, he plays third base for the Mustangs. Bit of an open stance. Right-handed batter, he'll close on the approach. First pitch from Mazur. Outside edge. Fastball for a strike. Stepping back in. Lucas Miller working out a windup. Ben Mazur, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kemp goes 0-2. Ben Mazur steps back up on the rubber. 2 feet on. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Miller. High for ball one. Jackson Kane, pretty quick eyesight. Jackson Kane, when he got a guy hurling in the mid to high 80s. Here comes this 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Good backhand by Jackson Kane. Kemp goes 2-2. Steps back on the rubber. Peers in, looks at signals. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike 3, and right below the kneecaps, lets it go by. And there are 2 out here in the top of the second inning. Stepping in, going to be number 2, Nolan Acton. Nolan Acton, he plays first base. Bats right-handed. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Nailing that outside edge. He's painting right now. That's Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Acton. Swing and a miss. Nolan Acton plays first base. Where's number 2? No balls, 2 strikes. Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Drop third strike, Jackson Kane. That's where Kane catches him in the box and gets the final out. The Knights go to bat in the bottom of the second inning. We'll talk a little bit about Indiana baseball. These are the rankings, including all teams. Top 10 listed here. We'll mention about 4 of them have already left the tournament. And that was being told to me during the second game today. And my DM will double check here. But at number 1, it's Center Grove. Center Grove Trojans, 24-3. At number 2, the Noblesville Millers, 22-6. At number 3, Cathedral Irish, 20-4. At number 4, Carmel Greyhounds, 18-8. At number 5, the Evansville North Huskies, they're 24-4. At number 6, Garin Catholic, the Golden Eagles. I believe they're out of the tournament. They're 25-2-2. Number 7, Fisher's Tigers, 19-12. Number 8, Jasper, they are the Wildcats, 24-4. And number 9, Carroll, that's the Carroll Chargers out of Fort Wayne. They're 20-6. And at number 10, the Zionsville Eagles, 18-11. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox, bats in the 7th spot. Third base in on the lip of the grass, it's Lucas Miller. Working from the windup, first pitch to Fox. Breaking pitch, going to be thrown behind Fox. Fox took a hit by pitch in the ballgame today. Quite a few. Knights jogged to first base with hit by pitch. So, one ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch from Foxworthy. He's going to drive one to center field. Going to back him up. Kyle Flinker makes the catch. Tyler Fox got quite a bit of that one. But flew out to center field. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins found himself on base at least a couple of times in the 11 o'clock ball game this morning. Peering in, looking at signals. Luke Foxworthy, first pitch to Robbins. Outside of ball. Going to be picked up on deck batter. That's Owen Munn. Steps back in. Signals. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Bren Robbins. High and away, ball two. Bren Robbins, green light. Not many signals, if any. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Took a little bit off of that. It looked like a changeup. Finished high for ball three. Bren Robbins, he drew a walk earlier in the contest. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Plate was wide open. Tape sign. Count goes 3-1 to Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. How the windup, Luke Foxworthy. Pitch comes in high for ball four. So Bren Robbins jogs down. Bren Robbins picks up walk number 14 on the season. Owen Munn going to enter the right-handed batter's box. Owen Munn batting in the 9th spot here in this ballgame. He'll step in, tap the plate. Runner at first base, Bren Robbins. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Working from the stretch, checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. First pitch to Rahu Owen Munn outside a ball. Looks almost like a pitch out, but it was not. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Owen Munn steps back in. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul it off. It'll go straight back. They'll retrieve that one. Count goes one ball, one strike. Signals given. Coach Bordenay. Several signals given. Owen Munn steps back in. One ball, one strike. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Luke Foxworthy. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Taken off for second base. Bren Robbins. Safe at second base. Pitch came in high. It was a good throw by Owen Acton. If that was not a high pitch, it was a fastball. It's a good pitch to throw out the runner. But it was high, and he had to reach up and bring it down to make the throw. So runner at second base. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Munn. Outside of ball. Three balls, one strike. Owen Munn. Right-handed batter's box. Stepping in the rubber. Luke Foxworthy out of the stretch. Picks up the signal. Now the set. He'll check second base. 3-1 pitch. Inside tight. Ball four. So Foxworthy puts two aboard. First and second base. They both drew a walk. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Adam Acton is going to go out. Have conversation with at least his pitcher. He's going to call the whole infield in. And they're going to talk it over right now. With two aboard and one out here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzInFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. The second location is Christian Noblesville, right there between Noblesville and Westfield, along State Road 32. Stepping in. Peering in. Sigel's now out of the set. Here comes the first pitch to Evan Jeanhart. Second at bat. He tries to bunt. Pulls the bat back. The ball outside. Evan Jeanhart steps back in. Second time through the lineup. Here comes the pitch. He'll put a bunt down. Third baseline. It's going to be bunted back to the pitcher. He's going to make it safe at first base. Didn't look like he was on his horse. He probably had some more room to run a little quicker, but he made it. Thought he was going to make it, and he did. Just another base hit on the infield with the bunt. That's 24. Evan Jeanhart picks up a bunt single once again. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Bases loaded. Left-handed batter. Out of the set, first pitch to Schumer. Outside of ball. Luke Foxworthy trying to get out of the inning. Bases loaded. There's one out. Trying to hit into a double play ball. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Ryan Schumer. Outside of ball. The pitching outside. Trying to work that backdoor curveball. Luke Foxworthy not quite getting command of the curveball as of yet. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Knights in front. 2-0. Here's the pitch to Schumer. High for ball three. Nowhere to put him. Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter's box. He leads the team in home runs. He has 5 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian. Strike called. Ryan Schumer thought it was ball 4. Benefit of the doubt. Pitchers around the dish with a 3-0 count. Likely going to get a call strike. Here comes a 3-1 pitch to Schumer. You know, float one left side. I mean, foul territory. They're going to give it a look. Try to make the catch, and it drops to the surface. Difficult catch to make. Third baseman Lucas Miller trying to reach over. Comes in the backside, hits the surface. Shifts a foul ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Bases loaded. Bottom of the second inning. One out. Here comes a 3-2 pitch to Schumer. High and away for ball 4. His jog in, scoring a 3rd run in the ballgame, is Bren Robbins. So bases still loaded. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Number 27, Ben Major. Ben Major bats in the 3 spot. Ben Major has 1 home run on the season. Out of the set, first pitch to Major. Outside edge, strike called. Fastball, knee high. Major lets it go by. He'll tap the plate. Steps in. No balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Quite a few people on hand here tonight. Beautiful night to watch a baseball game. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on. Going to get through the gap there. Going to go into the left field. Going to be a 2 RBI single. Throw is coming in at the plate. And Ben Major finds that stroke once again. Ben Major with a 2 RBI single. And Ryan Schumer is at third base. Ben Major going to walk off the surface. Going to run for him at first base is number 17, Gavin Boutel. So Ben Major picks up 2 RBI. He picks up RBI number 23 and number 24 on the season. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Cade Minnick, that's in the 4 spot. Here's the pitch. High for ball 1. Runners on the corners, 1 out. Knights have 3 runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Going to be a pickoff move. tries the 31 move, everybody's staying still on the bases. High school baseball, the only place you can try the 31 is fake to third, look back at first. Pitch comes in, outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, signals being given. Coach Bourdain at third base, stepping back in. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to be a base hit to right field. Going to drop in right down the line. Caden Minnie going to pick up another RBI. And he's got a base hit. He's at first base. So two aboard for the Knights, first and second base. Coming in to score there was number seven, Ryan Schumer from third base. So Gavin Boutel is at second base. Caden Minnick at first base. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. We're going to hold him on at second with Cole Garbison. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking at signals. No signals given. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell is batting average climbing. Here comes the pitch. Inside tight. Ball two. T.J. Bell on the season. He's played in 29 games. He's batting .263, .411 on base percentage. Out of the set, here's the 2-0. Outside a ball. Taking off for third base. Going to slide in. He's going to be safe at third. Ball gets by third baseman Lucas Miller. Coming in to score. From second base is Gavin Boutel. As the ball gets into left field. So Knights have five runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Caden Minnick goes over to second base. Steps back in. T.J. Bell working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Outside edge. Strike called. Green light was on. T.J. Bell. Three balls, one strike. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 3-1. High for ball four. So runners at first and second base. Going to be another timeout on the diamond. Fountain Central is going to walk out. Going to have conversation with Luke Foxworthy. Time is granted. Doing the running at first base with T.J. Bell is going to be Isaac Suppinger. Suppinger wears number 41. And coach is going to ask for the baseball. Luke Foxworthy gets a pat on the back. Luke Foxworthy, without a doubt, is going to stay in the lineup. He is the three-hitter. Where's number 25? Luke Foxworthy, probably the most impressive stats offensively for the Mustangs. So let me get a new pitcher in there, get him warmed up. Don't know that I saw any bullpen activity. So he's going to get a warm-up right here. Right-handed pitcher in the ballgame. Number 22, stepping in to do the pitching. It's Bryson Davis. Bryson Davis, he's got 16 and one-third innings under his belt. Bryson Davis has not got a win. He has not gotten a loss. No wins, no losses. This is appearance number 9 for Bryson Davis. And he's allowed 38 hits on the season. He's allowed 35 runs. 25 of those runs were earned. He has walked 12. He has struck out 10. So he's on the pitcher's rubber now. There's all these friends all around him right there, back of the dirt, right there around the pitcher's mound. So right-handed pitcher getting warmed up. Next batter for the Knights is going to be Jackson Kane. Two runners aboard for the Knights. Five runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Getting his final warm-up tosses. And we'll mention Knights getting ready to bat Jackson Kane as the home plate umpire. Bryson Davis. Bryson Davis, he's a sophomore class member. Bryson Davis. Enters the ball game. We'll see where he goes at in the lineup. I take that back. He is the right fielder, comes in. So he'll still be batted for by the 9-hitter, Uriah Wildman. So stepping in, Jackson Kane. right-handed batter, two aboard first and second base. For the Knights, working out a stretch. Checks first base. Now the set. First pitch to Kane. Outside edge, strike called. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. He's played in all 31 games for the Knights. Steps back in. From the stretch, checks first. Now the set. There comes the 0-1 pitch from Davis. A bit tall above the zone, ball one. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane steps back in. Catch the plate. One out, bottom of the second inning. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Gonna be a dead ball. We call it a dead ball. It's time. It got him on the jersey. It was tight. It was a bit high. And Jackson Kane gonna jog to first base. Picks up a hit by pitch, but it didn't hurt at all. So bases are loaded. We're gonna run for Jackson Kane. It's gonna be Ryan Elsner. He'll be the courtesy runner for the catcher. Jackson Kane, he'll jog off. He'll pick up, he'll put his gear on. So one out, bases loaded, stepping in, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox played in 26 games. Out of the set, first pitch to Fox. He's gonna foul one out of play, right side. Tyler Fox, 75 plate appearances, 61 at bats, batting 246. That right-handed batter's box, 361 on base percentage. Tyler Fox, batting average is climbing. We're going to have a set. Pitch to Fox, outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. The Fox outside. They call a strike. Outside. Strike called. Count goes one and two. Thank you. Working out stretch. Now the set. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go back to the dugout. Trying to protect the dish. The umpire's going to call one outside. You pretty much got to swing at those outside pitches. That's not quite right. So two outs in the inning. Bren Robbins going to step in. Bases loaded for the Knights. Bren Robbins reached by walk in his first at-bat out of the set. Here comes a pitch from Bryce Davis. Going to get by the catcher coming in from third base. Going to score the sixth run in the inning. Caden Minnick crosses the plate. So runners at second and third base for the Knights. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the second inning. Working from the stretch. Bryson Davis out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip in the glove. Strike call. Count goes one and one. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Working out a stretch, not the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Good block right there at home plate by Owen Acton. Saving a run right there. So two balls, one strike. Bren Robbins steps back in. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside. Calls it a strike. That was nearly in his back pocket. Had gone, that was inside. Two balls, two strikes. Bren Robbins. Working out a stretch, now the set. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Shortstop. Has trouble fielding it off the glove. Safe at first base, Bren Robbins. Isaac Seppinger scores on the play. It's going to reach on air. And Bren Robbins is safe at first base. So Ryan Elsner at third base, Bren Robbins at first base, stepping in, Owen Munn. Owen Munn batting for the second time. He's played in 22 ball games, batting 333. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Owen Munn wears number 12, 89 plate appearances, 78 official at-bats. 391 on base percentage, 26 hits. working out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Short hop and a good block right there again by Owen Action. Stealing second base, no throw. Bryn Robbins at second base. Ryan Elsner at third base. One ball, one strike. Out of the set. Davis, pitch comes in high and inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. 0-9, right-handed batter's box. Got 22 singles. He got four doubles. He's got 13 RBI. Pitch comes in. A line shot to third base. Caught by Lucas Miller. I believe that might be 25. Luke Foxworthy now at third base. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights come up with seven runs the bottom of the second inning. And the Knights are going to play defensively. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can mention Target Sports. You can also check them out on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Again, that's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. So getting warmed up between innings. Ben Mazur going to throw one more practice ball to Jackson King. He's going to toss it down to second base. Frozen rope, second base, Evan Jeanhart, Owen Munn, Mikey Stapleton, in the glove of Ben Mazur. So stepping in, top of the third inning, Fountain Central, Mustang's going to step in with number 14, Kyle Slinker. Kyle Slinker playing a good center field position, been backed up a couple of times, making good catches. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. First pitch to Slinker. Foul ball. It'll stay around home plate. No balls, one strike. Home plate umpire showing off that pitching arm. Throws it back to Mazur. 0-1 count. Steps back in. Kyle Slinker. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Jackson King cleans it. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. Mustangs batting. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Ben Mazur finding his stuff once again on the pitcher's rubber. Ben Mazur in some good shape. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Caught for strike three. So I'll throw it around the horn. Next batter going to step in for Fountain Central, number 21, Zach Guerin. Guerin is spelled exactly like Guerin Catholic. So Zach Guerin steps in. He's the eighth hitter. Plays left field, number 21, right-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. And across the dish, might have been thigh high, strike called. So Ben Mazur steps back up on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Going to foul one, right side, out of play. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Let's step back in. One out here in the top of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. He'll jog back to the dugout, and he'll go down looking. Next batter going to step in, Uriah Wildman. Uriah Wildman, the DH in the ballgame. He's batting for pitcher Bryson Davis. Where's number 34, Uriah Wildman, right-handed batter. Going to work from the windup, first pitch from Mazur. Ground ball over Mazur's head. Going to be picked up by Dehart. A throw on the run. He'll get the out at first base with T.J. Bell. So the Knights in three outs, three up, three down. The Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. And then no runs after 2.5 to 9-0 ball game. Central Catholic in front. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on a real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Tonight you're going to send up the one hitter once again. It's going to be number 24, Evan Dehart. Steps in, right-handed batter. Back on the pitcher's mound is number 22, Bryson Davis. Working from the windup. First pitch to Dehart. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. So no balls, one strike. Davis gets ahead in the count. Working from the windup. Pierman looking at signals. Out of the windup, here comes the 0-1 to Dehart. Swing and a miss. A little bit off-speed. Off-speed pitch. Bryson Davis, not quite the velocity that a Luke Foxworthy began the game with. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Going to drive one to left field. Going to move to his left. Going to make the catch. Zach Guerin makes the catch in left field. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter. Get some warm-up swings outside the box. He'll step in now. Ryan Schumer batting 384. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, he's going to pop it, left side, playable, third baseman, and the catch is made by Luke Foxworthy. Luke Foxworthy moves to third base, makes the catch. There are two outs here in the bottom of the third. Next batter is going to step in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur got himself aboard with a base hit, two RBI base hit, last time at the plate. Working from the windup, here comes the first pitch to Mazur. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Bryson Davis, right-handed pitcher. Bryson Davis, a sophomore by class. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. Bryson Davis on the pitcher's rubber. Ben Mazur going to step back in. One ball, one strike, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Slow curve ball, misses outside. Count goes 2-1. Bryson Davis came in from right field to take over for Luke Foxworthy. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside of ball. Three balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, probably a green light. There are two outs. Here comes the pitch, the 3-1. High for ball four. So Ben Mazur jogs down to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Caden Minnick. Give me a timeout on the diamond. And Ben Mazur going to jog off once again. He is the pitcher. Courtesy runner for Ben Mazur is number 17, Gavin Boutel. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Peering in out of the stretch. Looking at signals, check first base. Now out of the set position. First pitch to Minnick. Low for ball one. Good block right there by Owen Acton. Caden Minnick, he's played in 26 ball games. Caden Minnick, 84 plate appearances, 66 at-bats. He's batting 303. Takes a healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Ben Mazur, 446 on base percentage. I should say Caden Minnick, 446 on base percentage. Caden Minnick has 20 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. Outside and low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Caden Minnick has 16 singles. He has two doubles, two triples. Caden Minnick has 14 RBI. We're going to have a stretch now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Behind Mazur, I should say behind Minnick, and I'm taking off one of second base, is Gavin Boutel. So three balls, one strike. Caden Minnick for sure would rather not get hit by pitch.
Is he talking up the glass?
Caden Minnick, he's a trooper. You know he wants to play. I've said it before, he's got the best eye at the plate than anybody on the Knights. He'll jog down to first base based on balls. Take a six-pitch walk. So stepping into bat is going to be T.J. Bell. Runners at first and second base. Jackson Kane is on deck. T.J. Bell looking for a good pitch. Very little wind, if any. Pitch comes in. You know, foul one back to the screen. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell. He's played in 29 ball games for the Knights. Batting 263. Steps back in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Going to take one down the left field line, but foul. Just foul down the left field line. He was hoping that ball would fit right in there. But just foul. Count goes 0-2. So runners back to their respective bases, first and second base. Caden Minnick at first base. Gavin Boutel at second. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell bats in the fifth spot in this ballgame. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Davis. Hit by pitch. He'll take first base. Gets him on the back of the tricep, probably closer to the elbow. He jogs down to first base. And T.J. Bell on the season gets hit by pitch number five. He'll jog off the diamond. And Lucas Gerke is going to do the running at first base for T.J. Bell. So base is loaded, two outs. Base is loaded, stepping in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane has one home run on the season. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. No balls, one strike. Jackson Kane, 107 plate appearances, 86 at-bats. He's batting 314 right-handed batter's box, 408 on base percentage. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high and tight. Ball one. One ball, one strike, Jackson Kane. 27 hits on the season, 22 singles, four doubles, and one home run. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Down goes 1-2. Jackson Kane, 14 RBI. He's got 16 runs scored. He has walked 12 times. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Bryson Davis. High and tight, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Nightcap, bases loaded with two out. Bottom of the third inning. Out of a set. Time called by Jackson Kane. Time granted. 2-2 count. Two outs. His step back in. Number 22, Bryson Davis pitching. Out of a set. Here comes the 2-2 to Jackson Kane. Hit by pitch. Got him on the jersey. Got him on the jersey once again. He lifts his arms on the inside pitch. And you can see that one happening. It didn't get the body. Just got the loose part of the jersey right there at the chest area. Coming in to score is Gavin Boutel. Tyler Fox going to be the next batter in the lineup. Timeout on the diamond. Mustang's going to walk out and have conversation at the pitcher's rubber. They're going to go. So they got the old Smokey and the Bandit song playing here. I thought my wife was calling me. That's her ringtone that I chose for her. Paula, that's pretty weird. I heard that coming in. I thought, I looked at my phone, and I don't see her face on the phone. And that's Smokey and the Bandit 1. My goodness, that's a darn good movie. Whenever I see that movie, it's on TV, I stop and watch the rest of it. Hope to get the first part of it. Because Burt Reynolds, what a quality guy. Back when he was in Gunsmoke, Burt Reynolds. Quinn right there, he works in a blacksmith shop on Gunsmoke. He was young back then. Then he worked in Smokey and the Bandit. Cannonball Run. I think what Burt Reynolds is probably my favorite actor. And we're going to talk right now. We're going to have a conversation with a gentleman by the name of Colton. Colton, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to ninth grade now.
You're going to be in ninth grade. You got a great family.
Yes, I do.
You got some people listening out of state is what Kit tells me.
Yes. We got some people from Ohio and I think in Kentucky.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, nice or worthy of listening to.
Yep.
Say what, your brother, Caden Minnick, he took a couple shots today in the ribs.
I saw his booze. He had a booze on his too, so.
He's a player. I'm saying what, last year's a sophomore. He played some good right field.
He did amazing that year, so.
You're probably a baseball player, right?
Yes, I am.
So you're going to be a freshman. Are you on the Squires?
No, I play for another team down in Indy.
So is that a travel team?
Yes.
That means you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, you're modest. What team are you on?
Arsenal.
Sounds good. You play at Grand Park?
Yes, I do.
That's a beautiful facility. 31 ballparks there, including softball.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Umpires there. It's a pretty nice facility.
It is. Our turf, and it's nice.
Got some grass. We're going to get back to it. Thanks for talking with us.
Yep. Thank you.
That's Colton Minnick. He's up here doing some videography, doing a great job. And the pitcher's rubber now is number 2, Nolan Acton. Peering in, looking at signals. 6, third base, first pitch to Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, just missed. Pretty good breaking pitch off the right hand of Nolan Acton. Nolan Acton, a member of the freshman class. Out of the set, pitch comes in. Outside a ball. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Knights have bases loaded. Knights have 1 run in here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Acton out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Good block once again by Owen Acton. I did not check before the game. Likely they are brothers. At least they are cousins. And the head coach is Coach Adam Acton. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. So that's number 2, Nolan Acton. Nolan Acton, he has 6 1/3 innings entering this play right here. Going to get by the glove, and it's going to be ball 4 anyway. Jogging in and try to take a second runner, and they will. Coming in from second base, coming in to score the run is Lucas Gerke. And before him, it was Caden Minnick. So three runs in in the inning. Knights have runners at second and third base. Next batter going to step in, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Nolan Acton. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Bryn Robbins, he's played in 30 ball games for the Knights. 98 plate appearances, 79 at-bats. Here's the pitch. You're going to pop one up. Going to be called for on the infield. Going to be taken over by the right fielder. He'll make the catch. Shallow right field. That's Bryson Davis. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights come up with three runs in the bottom of the third inning. After three completes, Knights in front, 12, Fountain Central, 0. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneySports.com. PutneySports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall. The Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. We thank you for listening and getting some final warm-up tosses. Ben Mazur, bullpen activity down the left field line for Fountain Central. A couple more tosses. I'm going to throw one down to second base. Top of the fourth inning, Fountain Central's on a bat. Comes a throw from Jackson Kane, the frozen rope, to Owen Munn. They'll throw it around the infield to put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. The next batter going to step in for the Mustangs. Going to be the one-hitter, number 5, Cole Garbison. He plays second base. Cole Garbison has played in 24 games. Cole Garbison, he's a junior class member, 94 plate appearances, 63 at-bats, batting 413, that left-handed batter's box. First pitch, they put a bunt down, be foul ball down the left field line, left third baseline, we'll say, fielded in foul territory by Mikey Stapleton. 0-1 count to Cole Garbison. He got a 598 average as on-base average. That's a good one. 26 hits. He scored 32 runs for the Mustangs. Breaking pitch, back door in there for a strike. Might have been a slider. That broke right now. So no balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter, Cole Garbison, bats in the one spot for the Mustangs. Stepping off the back of the rubber. Right foot first, opposite start foot. And set back on, Ben Mazur. Left-handed batter, Cole Garbison. Step off the bat again. They're going to get it ironed out. There's a signals type of malfunction right there between Mazur and Kane. They're talking it over right there. They got it figured out. Lights are on here at Gordon Lemming Field. A lot of folks on hand. A lot of small kids on hand. They're having a good time. They're not all paying attention, but they're having a good time. No balls, two strikes. Cole Garbison. Out of the windup, here's the pitch from Mazur. High and away, ball one. Cole Garbison, he's witnessing a pretty good fastball from a pretty good pitcher. Left-handed batter's box, he'll step back in. 1-2 count. Here comes the delivery from Mazur. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. There's one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. Shortstop, Braden Prickett. Braden Prickett wears number 10. He's a member of the junior class. On base percentage of .436. He's batting .373 in that right-handed batter's box. First pitch, fastball for a strike called. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Braden Prickett, 31 hits, He scored 31 runs. It comes a pitch, swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2. Number 10, Braden Prickett. He's got 4 doubles on the season. He has walked 8 times. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fastball high for ball 1. Ben Mazur seems to be getting stronger as the game goes along. That fastball, probably approaching the 90 mile per hour. Pitch comes in. Inside edge, strike called. He'll walk back to the dugout. He'll go back looking. So next batter will be his 3-hitter. Number 25, Luke Foxworthy. Luke Foxworthy wearing that white helmet. Right-handed batter. Foxworthy steps in. Fading 26 ball games. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Luke Foxworthy, 89 plate appearances, 79 at-bats. He's batting 481. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 481 batting average, 539 on-base percentage. 38 hits on the season. Got 27 RBI. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Ben Mazur. Back up the box trip. Glove by Mazur. He'll underhand it to first base, and they'll get the put out. 3 up, 3 down. And the Knights will bat in the bottom of the 4th inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up by telephone or text message at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. Sign Production, west of Arcadia, about 3 miles. We'll also mention, if you go to the website, the IHSAA.org website, you'll see right there in front of you on the first screen, it'll say Keeping Education in front of Athletics. And right underneath that, it says High School Sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. Keeping Education in front of Athletics. IHSAA, I tell you what, they work feverishly. They work considerably hard for athletics in the state of Indiana. And if you don't believe me, you can just show up down there, Keystone Avenue, right there across from 96th Street, go across 96, and then go right in there to the IHSAA headquarters, and you'll see them hard at work. I've been there at least a couple of times, maybe 3 or 4, and that's exactly what I saw. So stepping into bat, Owen Munn, he's a 9-hitter in the lineup. Steps in, right-handed batter. Back out on the pitcher's number 22. Take that back, number 2, Nolan Acton. First pitch to Munn. In a foul one, back out of play. So Nolan Acton gets foul ball there. Step back on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Munn. Breaking pitch across the dish. A strike broke away. A nice pitch by the freshman, Nolan Acton. 0-1 Munn, senior athlete, goes down the count, 0-2. Here comes the pitch. Drive one to center field. Going to back him up. Going to back up and make the catch. Kyle Slinker comes up with another good catch in center field. Pretty solid hit off the bat for Owen Munn. A little bit of air underneath it. There's one out here in the 4th inning, bottom of the 4th. Next batter going to step in, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein hit the baseball, hit the cover off the baseball in game 1 today. Here comes the pitch from Acton. Breaking pitch inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hudson Gutwein has played in 25 games. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. They're taking drive to center field. Got the draft, base hit. Picked up on two hops in center field by Kyle Slinker. And Hudson Gutwein is still alive in that right-handed batter's box. So stepping in is going to be Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton is going to step in and bat. He's played in 18 games. Mikey Stapleton, 43 at-bats. And we're making 33 official at-bats. 263 on base percentage. First pitch, outside edge, strike called. Mikey Stapleton, 5 hits on the season. They're all singles. He's got 4 RBI. He's got 5 runs scored. He's a freshman class member. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. Going to get by the glove of Owen Acton. Jogging over to second base. Safe at second is Hudson Gutwein. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Bottom of the 4th inning. Knights in front, 12 runs. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Going to take a shot over second base. Going to get the grab. Stapleton goes the other way with it. They get the base hit. And going to score the run from second base. Coming in to score is Hudson Gutwein. So Stapleton picks up an RBI. Mikey Stapleton picks up RBI number 5 on the season. Stepping in, going to pinch hit number 4, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner has already been on the base paths. Coach Bourdain is going to send him to the right-handed batter's box to bat here in the bottom of the 4th. There's 1 out. 1 runner aboard. Out of the set, first pitch to Elsner. Hit by pitch. Right in that box, trying to fight it off. Got him on the hand. He's going to jog down to first base. Ryan Elsner took a shot right there on the hand, trying to avoid the pitch. Timeout on the diamond. They're going to walk out and jog out. Going to talk with the infield. He's going to call for a right-handed pitcher. He's going to bring Kyle Slinker. Kyle Slinker going to come in from center field. So they're going to go do away with a good center fielder. They're going to bring him in to do the pitching. There's 1 out. They're on the diamond. And he'll remove the sunglasses. And Nolan Acton will hand him the baseball. So a couple words right there with Coach Adam Acton. He's going to warm up from the stretch right there, get loose. He might have had some bullpen earlier. Might have looked down there. That's actually number 14 come in from center field. That's right. It's Kyle Slinker. He is a junior class member. He's getting some warm-up tosses right there. And he'll get loose. Knights have a couple of runners aboard. Next bat in the lineup is going to be another pinch hitter. It's going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks pitched a very good 11 o'clock game today. Knights captured the win, 7-2. Kyle Slinker getting some warm-up tosses. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter, going to face the righty. We listen to some Kenny Loggins right here on the PA. Sounds pretty good. So Keaton Brooks on the bat here in the bottom of the 4th inning. There's 1 out. Final warm-up tosses, Kyle Slinker. You got 2 tosses left, according to the infield umpire. And I will mention, happening today in Class 1A, Sectional 53. The opponent of one of these two teams will be the Rossville Hornets. That'll happen next Saturday right here at Gordon Lemming Field. That'll be on the 3rd of June. I do not have a time for first pitch. They'll figure that out, and you can check the website. That'll be on the website probably by Tuesday. So stepping in the back, Keaton Brooks, working from the stretch. Right there, stepping in, Kyle Flinker. Now out of the set, first pitch, outside of ball. The short hop the glove, going to run over, take third base and second base. Nice move up 90 feet on the misplayed baseball. First pitch from Flinker in the dirt. Behind home plate now is number 12, Owen Acton. It's second pitch. Short hop the glove once again. Owen Acton keeps it in front of him. Keaton Brooks steps back in. Two balls, no strikes. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter, played in 26 games. Here comes a pitch, breaking pitch, slow curve, in there for a strike. I should mention Keaton Brooks had played in 15 games. Keaton Brooks, 30 plate appearances, 25 at-bats. He's batting an even 200. Here comes a pitch, slow curve, misses outside. Keaton Brooks has a 333 on-base percentage. He got five hits on the season. They're all singles. He has four RBI. He has runners at second and third. Here comes a 3-1. He's going to take this the other way. It's going to drop in a foul ball down the left field line, played right there by Zach Guerin. So he was at first base. He was on his horse. Owen Acton going to hand the bat right back to Keaton Brooks. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at second and third base for the Knights, batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside, short hops the glove, ball four. Brooks jogs down to first base. Coach Bournet going to make another adjustment on the base paths. Keaton Brooks probably going to come off a diamond, going to keep him safe. There was that pitching arm, that left-handed pitching arm, pretty special for the Knights. So at first base, Gus Sandberg going to get some base running. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss, Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter's box. Swing and miss for Gerke. He'll look at singles, he'll step back in. Lucas Gerke, four plate appearances, four at-bats. Second pitch in there for a strike, outside half. Count goes 0-2. Lucas Gerke batting 400. Excuse me, batting 500. 500 on base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. We'll go down on strikes. He'll jog back to the dugout. And we'll see number 35, Ben Button. Ben Button going to bat. Right-handed batter. Ben Button has played in 9 ball games for the Knights. 2 plate appearances, 2 at-bats, batting 500, on base 500. He's got one hit, and it's a single. He'll take a first pitch swing, foul ball down the first baseline. So with 2 outs, 0-1 count, he'll step back in. That's Ben Button. He's got 1 RBI. He has scored a run. He's yet to walk. He has a stolen base. Here comes the pitch from Slinker. Ground ball, shortstop, be played right there to throw across the diamond, setting and getting out at first base. Basically going to get the Knights out of the inning, and Ben Button is the culprit to allow that to happen. Looked like he might have been safe at first base, but they get out of the inning, and the Knights come up with one run in the bottom of the fourth. 13 runs for the Knights. Fountain Central Mustangs going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, Madison, and Tippecanoe County. Give her a call. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513. 4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. So Tyler Fox going to pitch here in the top of the fifth, getting some warm-up tosses. Right-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox, on the season, 16 and two-thirds innings under his belt. This is appearance number 10. Tyler Fox has thrown to 94 batters, 353 pitches. Ben Button is behind the plate, going to do the catching here in the fifth inning. Tyler Fox has a win-loss record of no wins, one loss. He has allowed 17 hits, 17 runs. 8 of those runs were earned. He has walked 15. He has struck out 22. And 8 of those strikeouts went down looking. Stepping into bat, number 2. That's Nolan Acton. Take that bat, number 12, Meyer. Number 12, Owen Acton. First pitch, cross the dish, strike called. Owen Acton, right-handed batter's box, steps back in, 25 games. He's been hit by pitch 12 times on the season. You take a slot, pretty good shot to left field, one hop in the glove, right there in left field. Base hit, solid stroke off the bat of Owen Acton. He gets himself aboard. Multiple hits in the ballgame. So going to run for Owen Acton. Going to jog out. Going to be number 18, Connor Paxton. Connor Paxton is a sophomore athlete. He'll jog out due to running. He has scored 5 runs on the season. He's at first base now, running for Owen Acton. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch, outside a ball. In the batter's box, number 4, Lucas Miller. Lucas Miller started the ball game at third base. Taking over for him at third base is Luke Foxworthy. Working out of set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runner at first base is Connor Paxton for the Mustangs. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to be a called strike. Pretty good breaking pitch. Tyler Fox probably getting at least a 12-inch break, maybe more. That got the plate and broke considerably away. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside a ball, good stop by Ben Button. Ben Button wears number 35. Ben Button for the Knights, a member of the junior class. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Count remains. It'll be 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Knights in front, 13-0. Working from the stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. 1 out here in the fifth inning. Next batter for the Mustangs going to step in. Going to be number 2, Nolan Acton. He'll bat in the 6th spot. Nolan Acton steps in, right-handed batter. Batting 242 as a freshman. That's pretty impressive. Here comes the pitch. First pitch, swing and a miss. Down goes 0-1. Nolan Acton, 76 plate appearances, 66 at-bats. 342 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runner at first base for the Mustangs is number 18, Connor Paxton. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Fox. Outside half, strike called. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Right hand to the batter's box. Working from the set, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Nolan Acton will go down on strikes. Next batter going to step in for the Mustangs. Right here is the batter. It's going to be number 14, Kyle Slinker. Kyle Slinker is the pitcher of record. Came in to pitch. The bottom of the fourth, here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Third base. Couldn't glove it. Going to go into left field. Going to be in an error on third base. Gavin Boutel waited for the high hop. Couldn't glove it. Safe at first base. Going to reach by air is Kyle Franker. So runners at first and second. Kyle Franker at first. Connor Paxton at second base. Stepping in the bat, the eight hitter. Number 21, Zach Guerin. Zach Guerin plays left field for the Mustangs. Out of the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Guerin. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Steps out of the box, steps back in. Right-handed batter, Zach Guerin. Zach Guerin, a member of the senior class. Pitch comes in. High, he breaks away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here's the pitch from Tyler Fox. Swing and a miss. Count goes one and two. One ball, two strikes, steps back in. Zach Guerin. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Fox. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that will complete the ball game. Final score, Central Catholic Knights, 13, Fountain Central Mustangs, 0. The Knights will advance to next Saturday. They'll have a date and a time. It's going to be the 3rd on Saturday. They'll go against the Rossville Hornets, and they have played them once during the season. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check and monitoring the ball game. We thank you for listening. We hope you'll check the website. Put Me In Sports will be back here. There'll be just one game in the regional round this year. If you make it to the semi-state, there'll be two games at the semi-state level. We're going to bow out of here. Stay tuned. We'll probably come back talk with Coach Tim Bourdonnais here in just a bit. For now, we're going to bow out. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're postgame. You're going to talk with Coach Bourdonnais. Coach Bourdonnais has a good game, and it probably felt good in your eyes.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a great job coming out, scoring two in the first inning, and then just kind of poured it on. And I thought Ben was real sharp on the mound, which is good to see.
And Tyler Foss came in, closed the game.
Yeah, Tyler's, you know, he does a great job, and I thought all of our kids played really well tonight. Fountain Central was a little bit flat coming off a big victory this afternoon, and they just couldn't get it going. And credit to our guys, we just kept pouring it on.
You got a lot of bats hitting the ball. Got to mention, you got a lot of guys in the game.
Yeah, we had, you know, we got 19 guys in, and we had some, you know, we scored 13 runs, but we also had some loud outs, you know. So, yeah, all in all, great win, and glad we're moving on to the regional.
Coach, you got a week. I know you're going to practice. You're going to have Rossville Hornets. You've already played them once.
Yeah. You know, Rossville's a very solid ball club. They're going to come in here and be ready to play. I know Coach Scott will have them ready, and we'll have a good week of practice and get ready to go on Saturday.